Nick Hart from Backstreet Boys.
Shout out to Boy Band Break.
It's Chris Kirkpatrick here. Shout out to your podcast, Boy Band Break.
Hey everybody, this is Howie D, and I'm listening to Boy Band Break.
Hi, Ashley Parker Angel here. Huge shout out to the Boy Band Break podcast.
This is Brad from LFO, and you are listening to Boy Band Break.
Hey, what's up? This is Jacob.
It's Dan.
What's up? It's Trevor.
And it's Eric Michael, and it's time for Boy Band Break, baby. Let's go!
Welcome back to Boy Band Break. We encourage you to take a break from your day and join us in some boy band conversation. As always, I'm Chinzia.
I'm Sophia.
And Lydia, aka Mamalu, is not here today, but she was here last week. So if you missed that, check out that episode. Appreciate her kind of updating us on her life. And yes, she still loves everyone. She's just not going to be on every episode because she's very busy right now with a lot of time constraints and stuff.
She's hustling hard.
Hustling hard. So, our review of the symphonic boy band will be in next week's episode. But this week, it's what holiday are we at? At least in
Canada.
Easter, baby. So, I know not
everyone's celebrating. Happy Easter to all who celebrate during this time.
Happy Easter. In Canada, Easter is a federal holiday, so we do get Good Friday off, which was great, because that's when we got to go watch the Boy Band Symphony, and we have Easter Sunday off, and then some places give the Monday off, so kind of fun, nice little long weekend in the springtime, when the weather is hopefully better, and, you know, looking forward to that stuff. So
hopefully there's no more snow.
Fingers crossed. Okay, so we have not played a game in a little while, so I don't think we've actually ever played this for Easter. I know we've played it for like Valentine's and Christmas and stuff like that.
I think we did a Would You Rather, possibly for Easter.
Well, this is basically.
I think we were painting eggs when we did that.
Yes, I still have those eggs. They're still in my office, which we will be moving out of soon because my workplace is moving downtown to a less desirable place than it currently is, but the building that we're currently in is way too big for us. And they're going to sell the building anyway, so we need to move. And then people not from the Hamilton area determine where we should move our offices, and it's in a sketchy part of downtown Hamilton. So hopefully.
Oh, no.
But there's underground parking and stuff. So, and there's like this right wide thing. And if any concerts and stuff are happening, it's right there. So it's just, you know. It's not a place that.
So pros and cons.
Pros and cons. There's a lot of traffic, so it'll be hard to get in and out of the office. So I'm sure it'll be fine. All good.
Fingers crossed goes well.
Yes. So I should take the eggs out of my cubicle and bring it because that was quite some time ago. And our paintbrushes were like super crap and could not paint well at all. So
not at all.
Painted little abs on her boy banders. It was quite the adventure to be painting and talking for sure. So we're kind of just going back to our traditional online stopwatch where we put in 32 of our top boy bands members in. So just to recap, we have Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, New Kids on the Block, O-Town, 98 Degrees, Jonas Brothers, and One Direction. So there's 32 names in there. We've put in 16 fun Easter activities, and now we are going to determine who we would rather do these activities with.
Yes. Basically, it's always a good time when we do this game.
Yes, so feel free to play along in the comments. Tell us who you would do the activity with and why. So yeah, so there you go. Make sure you're following us on all of our social medias. Boy Band Break, BoyBandBreak. So we are on obviously YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere you listen to podcasts, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, but we really need to reinstate our TikTok and do some stuff there. We have
It will happen.
One of these days we will figure out technology. So of now, that's what we have. So anyway, so first up, okay, so I'm just going to present my screen and hopefully it doesn't crash like it usually does, but hopefully it'll be enough for you to see things. So fingers crossed, we're good here.
And fingers crossed it doesn't freeze on us.
Yes. Who did I have first? The eggs or?
Did you choose the Easter ones?
I did this backwards. Hold on. You know what? We'll just keep it this way. That's fine. So the cog machine is going to pick up the name of the boy bander, and then the egg is going to show us the activity. So I had originally done it the other way, but it is what it is. Okay. But then it crashed.
It's fine.
So I had to redo it. Okay. So all good. Here we are. Possibly. Slowly. There is our cog machine. Okay, so first up, first boy band member is AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys. All right, so we got AJ, and then we have Danny Wood from New Kids on the Block. So, okay, so AJ and Danny.
If you've listened to the podcast, and you already know my decision.
Let's see what this cute little chicken gives us. We forgot to turn off the sound. Okay. Go on a hike. So would we rather go on a hike with AJ from the Backstreet Boys or Dan from Kids on the Block? So did you want to go first?
Okay, sure. If you have listened to the podcast, you know who I would choose between these two members. I'm going to choose AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys. I think it would be very interesting to go on a hike with AJ. I just think it would be fun. Something to do. I don't know. His knees are working. So maybe I would have to give him a piggyback up the hiking trail. Who knows?
Aw, so cute. Wasn't it in the documentary where AJ was having issues climbing up the hill?
Yes, that is correct. And then he was like, my knees. So it could be fun.
Mm-hmm. For sure. So what I am also going to pick AJ for a slightly similar but different reason. So as we know, Danny Wood from New Kids on the Block is a very, very big into fitness and is a very buff man, very energetic. I am not. So I feel like Danny would be like, let's hike this crazy ass trail that goes up a mountain and stuff. And I'd be like, bro, let's go at a slower pace. AJ's a smoker. I feel like he's more weak. No offense. Well, obviously he's working out and stuff. But I feel like it would be a better pace with AJ. And I feel like I wouldn't feel like I was dying and I would actually be able to enjoy the hike.
So and you could look around with AJ. He would probably be like, oh, look at the trees. Look at this. He would be one with nature, I think, possibly.
Do you think that I should just stop sharing the screen so we see and then just tell you verbally what it is? Because I feel like it keeps freezing.
Yes, because it keeps yes, I think that's a good idea.
Okay, so I don't want the sound to sound like crap. So, okay, telling you. Okay, so now we're off of the sharing. Hopefully that works better.
Yes.
Are we good? You can hear
me?
For
some reason, when we do that, it always pauses.
All right, so I'm just going to say it. I know. I feel like my internet connection, there's something wonky, or maybe there's too much going on, or my computer is just crap because it's an old computer. So I'll just verbally say things, and then you can just ask for a reminder if you don't hear it. Okay.
Okay.
So next up on the cog machine names, we have Jordan Knight from New Kids on the Block versus Jeff Timmons from 98 Degrees. Love Jeff. All right, let's see what the options are. Okay, so Jordan versus Jeff. And who would you rather do a race / scavenger hunt with? So you're finding all these clues, but you're also racing. So it's not like a full race where you have to go crazy and then, a marathon, because again, I am weak and not fit. So I decided to add the scavenger element. So we got to find clues and things like that. So would you rather do that with Jordan Knight from New Kids on the Block or Jeff Timmons from 98 Degrees?
I'm going to choose Jeff Timmons. I think he's a lot of fun. I think he would make the scavenger hunt fun. It would be exciting once we win. So
I'm going to have to agree with you on that one. I feel like Jeff is a little more fit than Jordan, so he might be a little faster, but I feel like he's a good, encouraging, positive guy. And I think he
motivated you to keep going.
I think so. I think he would be very motivating, and I feel like he would be good at kind of like solving things. I feel like Jordan would probably also be good at solving things, but I feel like he would be like a lot more calm and slow. And I feel like if we're in like a race to win, we should like get that. So yes. So Jeff Timmons for the win on that one.
All right. Yes.
Look at that. We're 2 for 2 matching answers. Woo! Oh, man. All right. Next up, we have John Knight from New Kids on the Block versus Brian Littrell from the Backstreet Boys. So our respective favorites. All right, what are we doing with them? Having a picnic. So would you rather have a picnic with John Knight from New Kids on the Block or Brian Littrell from the Backstreet Boys?
I would enjoy a picnic with Brian Littrell from the Backstreet Boys. I think it would be very entertaining. He could take us on his fun spots that he enjoys, makes food for us. You can have like some sandwiches, some salads or veggies. Like, I think he would make it a good time.
All right. Yeah, sounds fair. Do you think his fam jam would join you on this picnic as well? Or do you think he'd be allowed to just go by himself?
I think they would enjoy it as well, but maybe this time he would just go by himself because it's a nice weather day. Maybe Bailey went on a concert as well, and his mom went, and then Brian was like, okay, for this event, we will just go for the picnic.
All right, sounds good. I'm going to pick John Knight for this, obviously, because I love John. Here's my semi-reasoning behind this, which is really dumb. But John is a very handy man, right? He can build things. He can do all that stuff. So I feel like instead of having to sit on the ground and not being able to get back up, he could build us a really nice picnic table or some sort of like fun Muskoka chairs or something to have this picnic and not thing. And yeah, I think we would have a lot of fun treats as well. And I think it would be a very nice picnic on a lake or in a mountain or on a farm. I don't know, somewhere. Somewhere where it's not too hot and there's a nice breeze. And
I just feel like he would find a spot for us, you know, like one of his favorite spots. And then I can learn something. I don't know. Why does he enjoy this spot? And he could serenade me as I'm eating during this picnic.
See, there you go. He would just get down, sing. Beautiful. Yeah. All right. So up next, we have Niall Horan from One Direction, one of my favorites, versus Jacob Underwood from O-Town, another favorite. Oh, let's see what we're doing here. Okay. A chocolate egg eating contest. So we're going to be like with a group of people and we're going to try to eat as many chocolate eggs as possible. Who do you think would be better at you would want to do this with? Niall from One Direction or Jacob from O-Town?
I think Jacob from O-Town, it's like a sneaky one almost, right? Like it could be like an underdog almost. So you think that he wouldn't do good.
Underdog.
Right? But I feel like he could win it for us. So I'm going to go with Jacob Underwood.
Pretty competitive. Yeah, I feel like Jacob does have that competitive streak and he's kind of like underestimated and stuff.
And he would have a strategy, like eat like a few here and then a couple, like I think he would know what to do.
All right, fair enough. I'm going to go with Niall Horan from One Direction, even though I love them both. I feel like Niall is younger. I feel like he's more likely to want to eat chocolate. And I think that he could like really like go quick and our team could win. Feel like we got this.
I think it also helps Jacob Underwood because he has children and you don't have a lot of time when you're with children. You have to eat quickly.
That's a good point. That is a good point. And it looks like his wife cooks a lot of healthy things. So maybe he wants some chocolate. So
yes. Like, because if you have no sugar, you want to eat lots of sugar.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I still think Niall and I would beat you guys, but yes, I feel like it would be a close race for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Up next, we have Donnie Wahlberg from New Kids on the Block. Lovely, lovely.
Love him.
With Eric Michael Estrada from O-Town. Ooh, I love both of these guys. Ooh,
love him too. That's hard.
Donnie versus Eric. Let's see what we're up against. An Easter egg hunt. So going around collecting Easter eggs. All right. What are you thinking, Soph?
I'm thinking Donnie Wahlberg will win this. I'm going to choose him. I think he would have good strategy of where to go first. And by the two of us, we can get all the eggs and win the race. It's not a race, but basically, it's a race because you're counting how many eggs you've got.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think this is a tough one. But I definitely think that I am also going to choose Donnie Wahlberg because I feel like Donnie is more enthusiastic. He loves childlike things. And I feel like he'd be good at like spotting things around and stuff like that. Where I feel like love Eric, but I feel like he's a little more chill. And I feel like he wouldn't be like he is competitive, like don't get me wrong, but I also feel like he's the type of person to kind of like sit back and observe people and things. So maybe he could like spot them well and stuff, but I feel like Donnie would be like in the thick of things being like, let's do this, let's go, we're motivated, let's grab these things, we gotta like get it. So
he would have good strategy, I think.
I feel like Donnie would have good strategy for sure. So, all right, two for Donnie. All right, next up we have Howie D from the Backstreet Boys. This is Howie versus Nick Lachey from 98 Degrees. All right. I was going to say something about the host. Have you watched Love is Blind?
I only watched one episode and only this meme that was on Twitter about that guy who thought, or the girl was like, oh, I look similar to Megan Fox. And then he chose her. And then when he saw her, it was like nothing like Megan Fox.
She definitely did not look like Megan Fox. No, for sure. So I thought I watched all seasons of Love is Blind, but apparently I missed season 5. So I got to go back and watch that. But yes, basically, I was just going to say that Nick Lachey is host extraordinaire. So
that's with his wife, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Vanessa, I think her name is. Yes.
Yeah. Vanessa Lachey.
Okay, so it was Nick Lachey versus
Howie D from the Backstreet
Boys. Howie D, yeah, how we do it.
This is how we do it.
Dress up as an Easter bunny. So I don't know if he's dressed up or we're both dressed up. I think you should be like Easter bunny and girl Easter bunny, I guess.
Yeah, or whatever. Whatever you feel comfortable in.
So would you rather do that with Nick Lachey or with Howie?
I think Howie would be a fun. He would be like make jokes. I think Nick Lachey's a little bit serious, I'm gonna think. I think Howie is like more fun. We could have like drinks as we're trying to put on the suit. I think we have a good time. I feel like Howie would make it fun.
I think Howie's like more like small Easter bunny size. I think it would be funny to see Nick Lachey as the Easter Bunny, like especially if it wasn't like a full head and it was just like you put the teeth and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think he would just look ridiculous and awkward. But I feel like Howie would definitely like go in on this and he would be like the joking Easter Bunny and like
So he would make it a good time. Like it would be like a Mexican maybe, like a Mexican Easter bunny. I don't know. Like it could be fun, right? Like
definitely.
He could like wink at you, or the bunny could be like salsa dancing back.
I definitely think he would definitely make it interesting. Did I ever tell you the time? So I went to my dad's friend Gino used to have like Easter parties at his house with all his nieces and nephews, and then he would invite us over. So he got an Easter bunny costume to wear while he was there. So he was like taking pictures with the kids and all that stuff. And then my cousin Brandon was there, and my cousin Brandon's a little So then Brandon's like, I kind of want to put on the Easter Bunny outfit. So so Gino's like, yeah, okay, whatever. So he took it off and gave it to Brandon. So then I was saying to like the nephew, and I was just like, oh, hey, like, did you like the Easter Bunny? And he's like, I know that the Easter Bunny was Uncle Gino. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, he's obviously Uncle Gino in a costume. And then Gino was standing beside me, and he's like, buddy, I've been here the whole time. And meanwhile, my cousin was out on the trip wearing the Easter Bunny costume. So the kid was like, what the heck? Because he like for sure thought it was his uncle, because it was when he took the picture with him. So meanwhile, my cousin, who is like very like, he's fucking on the trampoline doing flips and like jumping around like, oh my god, the Easter Bunny can like do all these mad tricks on the trampoline. And then he just kind of like hopped out of the way, and I just thought it was really funny. So that it was amazing, because like the kid was all like, I'm too cool for this. Obviously it was Uncle Gino. What's going on? Like,
that is definitely funny.
So I definitely think that Howie would be able to like embody the funness of the Easter Bunny in his own jam. So yes, for sure. Yeah. All right. Up next, we have Justin Jeffrey from 98 Degrees, Lydia's favorite member, with Drew Lachey from 98. I love
Drew Lachey.
I'm sad I didn't go to 90s con, because I did want to see Drew again, but I'm like having PTSD from that drive back from 90s con last year, and I was like, I don't want to go just for one guy. Well, and Jeff was there, obviously. But,
well, and we met Drew as well, so I feel like we've met him, we're like, okay, it's fine.
Some girl on the 90s con thing said that she was working with Drew that weekend, and I was like, oh, I got to work with him at Rewind Con. And then I was like telling her the story about how I was working Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC's table, but Drew was beside me and Chris was kind of off and stuff, and it was like dead, and Sophia was working what, like three or four different people. You were like,
yeah, they didn't have enough volunteers by the end of it.
Yes, she was originally signed to Howie, but then the friends of the organizers pushed her out of it, and then she had to go do other stuff, and then the janitor from
Breakfast Club
and stuff. So we're like, so Drew and I are just like hanging out, and I honestly wish I could remember what the inside joke was, but we were like cracking jokes. Like at one point we're both like leaning our chairs against each other, so we're like leaning back to back, like we were just having like a really fun time. And there was some sort of inside joke that the two of us had, but there was also like a girl who was like directing the line. So she was like, oh, hey, can you sign this? So she had to put it on our table for him to come sign. So we went to go sign it. Did he not sign the inside joke that we had? So the girl was like all excited, and then she's like looking at it, and she was just like, what does this even mean? And he's like, that's for you? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, and he looks at me in panic, and I'm looking at him, and he just like made up some stupid like thing about it, and she's like, oh, okay. It was like looking at him like he had three heads, but it was like the funniest thing ever. And then Jeff was next to him, and he was wearing this shirt that had all these like holes in it, like, oh, you know, those, like fancy expensive holes that, you know, you buy it that way. And I said to Drew, I'm like, yo, do you think that like his nipple ever like pops out of the hole? And he's like, I don't know. So now we're like staring at Jeff's nipples, and Jeff like moves and his nipple popped out, and then Drew and I are like fucking dying and laughing, and then Jeff's looking over to us like, what the fuck's wrong with you two? And we're I did eventually tell him, and he was mortified, but it was really funny. So
yeah, anyways, we asked them to take pictures with the poster,
right? Yes,
when we're doing seven poster, seven poster.
Yes, that's right. So so that has nothing at all to do with this story, but I was just like, love Drew.
It was a good time, even though it was a shit show, that con.
That con was certainly something, for sure. We should do an episode about it one time, if we remember. Okay,
did we ever do an episode about that?
I don't think we did, because I think it was before we started the podcast.
Okay.
So right, yeah. We should
Maybe. Do you remember everything?
I remember certain things, but yeah, I don't know.
It's been a quite some time. I don't think any of the like groups are up anymore, so it'd be hard to like. Oh, well, I guess we could read an article. I'm sure the articles are still on Google. Yes,
I feel like the articles are still there. That is the convention that caused O-Town to write Shady Business, because
with this very good song as well.
It's just a great song for sure. Yeah. Okay, sorry. So we got Justin or Drew from 98 Degrees, and the Easter thing is go to a chocolate making class.
Ooh, so, like, I'm gonna pick
fun little truffles and stuff, and
I'm gonna pick Drew. I think he would be fun to make this kind of class a fun time. He would help make the chocolate very good. I'm picking Drew.
All right. So I believe when we played the 98 Degrees board game, where Justin was the answer for every question.
Yes. I think they just asked him, basically.
Yeah, I feel like he's the only one who filled out the form. I do feel like he would probably do a good job, but again, I just really like Drew, and I feel like I just want to spend more with Drew, and I think he has kids or he works with kids and stuff, so I feel like he'd be very creative in like making decorating the chocolate eggs. Did you remember Zellers? Did you have Zellers?
I did have Zellers. That was my go-to for middle school, for school supplies, everything. We bought everything there.
So what they would do around Easter is they would have those hollow chocolate eggs, and then they would have somebody who put the name on them. So we used to get those. So I feel like that's what I'm kind of envisioning. So I feel like like chocolate truffles and like writing on eggs and decorating them and stuff. So I feel like, all right, Drew for the win.
Woot woot.
Woot woot. All right, next up we have Kevin Richardson from the Backstreet Boys.
Woot woot.
And Zayn Malik from One Direction. So the dark-haired gentleman. Let's see what they go with. Both kind of serious too, eh? They're both kind of.
You know, Kevin could make it fun.
Okay, so for Easter, which one would you like to visit family with?
Well, since I know Kevin Richardson, because I've been a fan of Backstreet Boys for almost 27 years, I think. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
So I would choose Kevin Richardson. I think it'd be fun.
I could see
his cousin as well, Brian Littrell.
Kentucky cousins. Yep. For sure.
And I'm sure they make good food.
In the South. Yes.
Yeah.
Good times.
I think Kevin could show us like his cooking prowess, if he likes to cook or not.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true.
Or maybe Kristen cooks the food. I don't know, but I think that would be cool.
Yes, that would be very good. I'm just trying to look up Zayn's family really quick. I feel like, did his mom pass away?
Possibly.
Or
I'm not too sure about that one.
So as much as I would like to pick Zayn, because I feel like I could go to England and stuff, I feel like there's some, I don't really know anything about his family, but I feel like, and then his kid with one of the Hadids, isn't it? And then I feel like I think it'd be very
type of drama there with the mom. I feel
like there would be a lot. Yeah, so they probably wouldn't be spending Easter together, but I also feel like it could probably be very awkward and high stress to visit family there. And again, as you said, if we go visit Kevin, then at least you get two Backstreet Boys with that because of the family and all that stuff. Yeah. So I think I will also pick Kevin Richardson for that one. So, all right.
It's weird, like, because we don't know that much about One Direction, right?
Because One Direction came out after us, so I feel like we didn't really see a lot.
We don't have experience with
them. We don't have a lot. We don't know as much about them as others, so.
I also feel like we spent a lot of time with the other one. We had a lot of experiences with the other one, so that's why I think we lean towards the one we know. Exactly.
That's true.
I could bring Greek food as well.
You could bring Greek. Bring some Italian food. All right. Ashley Parker Angel from O-Town, formerly of O-Town, and Liam Payne from One Direction. All right.
If Lydia was here, I know who she would pick. If Lydia was here,
she wouldn't even care. But yes.
Yes.
I don't think I put any sexy things in here, but yes. All right.
I think our brains were just not working about sexy things, so I think we just did, like, whatever.
Yes, I feel like sexy and Easter doesn't really, like, go together.
No, because it's like a church thing, too, right? Like, Jesus.
Yeah. Yes, for sure, for sure. So this one, I said, so this is different than the chocolate making. This is decorating Easter treats. So, like, making, like, cupcakes or decorating, like, cookies. Rice Krispie treats, all that fun stuff. You know what I really love to do for Easter that I've been doing the last few years, which actually I don't remember if I did it last year. I found this a few years ago. So basically what I do is I make a tray of brownies, right? So I have like the metal tray.
Is it with carrots?
And yes. So then so you make the brownies and then you put icing and then you crumble up Oreo cookies and you mix it in with the icing so it looks like dirt. And I've found recently that it's better to kind of mix the Oreo with the icing and not really put it on top because it kind of falls, but you can put a little bit extra on top. And then I put like little like the Cadbury Easter, the mini eggs there. Yes. And then I take strawberries and I dip them into orange chocolate and then put them on top. And it looks like a little carrot patch and it's super cute.
Oh, I remember I sometimes
make them for like my friend Olivia, my boss Michael, like my family. That's actually a good idea. I should put that on for family. So decorating baking Easter treats. So are you doing it with Liam Payne from One Direction or Ashley Parker Angel from O-Town?
I'm going to do it with Ashley Parker Angel because he could have his whole he could be in his underwear making chocolate. What was the activity?
Oh, it's so true.
So you get a show and you then you're making decorations. I think that's a win-win.
Things on his abs, you know.
Yeah, that's a win-win for us over here.
I feel though that I almost feel like it would be bad to make it with Ashley because he's such a health nut and he's so like into fitness and making sure like he looks amazing and motivating people that I don't know if this would stress him out to be surrounded by so much chocolate. And I don't want to make healthy treats, like fuck that shit.
Yes, he'll be healthy, but you can have a cheat day. So that could be his cheat day of making Easter treats.
Plus, more treats will be left over for us because he's not going to eat them.
That's right. But if he does, it could be the cheating for him, you know?
Honestly, I just feel like it'd be more fun just to hang out with Ashley. He can sing, he can be goofy, he can do his own thing.
He can take off his clothes, like whatever he wants.
It's true, but yes.
Yes. I feel like I needed to help Lydia. Like, I need to, like, I don't know.
Lydia's channeling your inner Lydia
right now.
Lydia's like, ooh, we could dip things in chocolate or something like that.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, let's be serious. We were never gonna pick Liam. Sorry, Liam.
That's, I know, yeah.
Obviously Ashley loves that. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Up next we have from NSYNC, Justin Timberlake, who we reviewed his album last week, and we're not the biggest fans, but not the whatever. It could be worse, I guess. Joey Fatone from NSYNC. So we got NSYNC versus NSYNC, Joey versus Justin. Do we even need to see what the option?
I don't think
it would murder, but yes. Okay. Easter brunch. Would you rather have Easter brunch with Justin or would you rather have Easter brunch with Joey Fatone?
I would have Easter brunch with Joey Fatone. He's Italian, Greeks and Italian. We would have lots of fun together. We would be loud. It would be amazing.
There'd be lots of family. There'd be lots of noise. There'd be lots of good food.
Good food. The music will be playing. We could switch off Greek and Italian music. I think it would be a ball.
Yes. Joey is amazing and super fun. And I feel like this would be a lot of fun. I'm sure Justin would also be fun, but not as
amazing.
No, I'm sorry. I would not want to. I'm like, no, I can't. I would rather 1,000 times go with Joey.
Yes.
I'm very excited about, I know we've talked about in the past, but the AJ and Joey Legendary Night is coming up. So Sophie and I will be in Niagara Falls. We have not purchased our tickets yet. We need to do that very soon. But if you see us there, come check it out. So yes. So, yeah. And I've been seeing some clips and it looks like it's super hilarious and fun. So
yeah, I think it's, it looks like a great time and I think we would love it.
Yes. So yes. All right. So we're both picking Joy Fatone there. All right. Up next we have Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC, my man, versus Kevin Jonas, one of my favorite Jonas Brothers. All right, mm-hmm. Let's see what we're doing. Interesting. Okay. Sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but the option is perform an Easter concert with. So you and this boy bander are going to perform an Easter concert.
Okay, my decision is very like
Kevin fast. And Chris.
Yeah, sorry. I would choose Chris Kirkpatrick right away. I think all he right. would make a fun Easter concert. All he right. would dress up. I think he would dress up to make it a good time.
Oh, for sure.
And I think he would have like jokes. I think he, I think it'd be a ball. I think it'd be amazing. So Chris Kirkpatrick,
yeah, my you're choice. True. And Kevin is funny. The reason why I laughed is that both Chris and Kevin sing the least in their groups. Mm. Like sometimes they don't even give Kevin a microphone. Like Kevin plays all the instruments and he does some stuff, but like, and I love Kevin and I think he's also entertaining and fun, but obviously I'm going to pick Chris. Like, hello, it's my husband.
Sure, man.
And you're right. He would make it very funny. He would have a lot of jokes. He actually is a good singer. If you let him sing. So
yeah, he sounds
so
great.
If you go to any pop 2000 concerts, he hosts and then he does like a little segment as well. Sings with O-Town a little bit by himself. So yeah. So I think that Chris can basically make anything entertaining. So not that Kevin can't, Kevin Jonas, but, I just think we know him more. So yes.
Yes.
Obviously we pick him.
Yes.
Okay. Next.
I think we're biased as well because we've really had experiences with him, right? Yeah.
And I've sung with Chris before when we were at that one convention in Kentucky.
Louisville, Kentucky. Fandom Fest.
Yeah, so we were saying Living on a Prayer together. And so, so I feel like it's fun and I feel like we would be good. All right. Next up. We have Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys.
Carter.
I love him. I miss him.
He's the
I
best.
Seen him in ages.
Me too.
And Joey how McIntyre. Long has it been? What? How long has it been since we've seen Nick?
Yeah, it hasn't been that long, has it?
Well, we saw him in November.
At the November 10th and 11th, right?
Yes. So, but prior to that... I went to Nashville. Like, yeah, I didn't have any VIPs with him last year. You saw him at,
yes, I saw him at 90s Con in Tampa.
September, yeah.
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 But it's
prior
been a while.
To that, I basically last saw him in LA when I went for Aaron's Memorial. So I feel like it's been a while.
Yeah.
Funny thing that happened the other day with my Facebook memories. Because, for a few years in March, Nick would do a bunch of shows. So we went and got saw him a few times, but I guess it was 8 years ago. I was about to go on one of these road trips. So I'd sent a note out to my coworkers saying hey, I'm going on this Nick road trip for March break. I'm going to try to recreate this picture. And it was a picture of us prom style, really cute. So I sent that. So then my boss sent me back and said, try not to recreate this picture. And it was Nick's mugshot because he had arrested earlier that year for drunken fighting and stuff like that. So I'm like, oh my God, this would be hilarious. So I printed it out. And then our friend Jen A was like, oh yeah, Nick's fine about the arrest. He's been making jokes in the concerts because she went to the few concerts before and we met up with her in Boston. So I was like, oh, okay. Did Nick make a joke about the arrest? No, he did not. Did he make a joke in Montreal? No, he did not. So now we're at the last day and it's this lunch and it was very stressful because we were running. We had just come back from Montreal. We dropped Sophia and G off in the middle of downtown Toronto to go get us wristbands for the autograph signing. We had to go to the lunch.
At the HMV, to get the CD.
They didn't accept credit cards. Yeah. So it was like a whole big like thing. And it was, that was an autograph signing, but it ended up he didn't want to sign. So it was just pictures, which was the cheapest autograph signing we've ever gone to, like photo op we've had.
But which anyway, I think is better. Getting a picture is way better than an autograph. If you've already had an autograph, you don't want another one, right? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So so we're waiting at, so we're at this lunch and I'm like, shit, this is the last time I'm going to see him, like besides the concert. I'm obviously not going to ask him the concert. I'm like, do I get him to sign this? And then everyone's like, no, don't get him to sign the mugshot. What are you, an idiot? Blah, blah, blah. I was like, I don't know. So then finally I was just like, fuck it, I'm just going to do it. So he like came over and I was like, hey, buddy. And he's like, hey, I'm like, if I ask you to do something, like, will you be mad at me? And he's like, no, why would I be mad at you? And I was like, okay, because I want you to sign something for my boss, like to ask for a raise, but you might not like the picture. And he's like, what? He's like, whatever. Yeah, I'm fine. I'll sign it. And then it was just like the mugshot and he laughed. He didn't know. And I was just like, I gave him the bit of the backstory that my boss had sent me that picture. And he's like, okay, whatever. So we wrote it. So then in my Facebook memories, it's a picture of me like presenting my boss with the thing and him being like, no, you don't get a raise. It was just very funny. So
that was funny.
Anyways, again, nothing to do with
anything. And then you took that picture and you went to Louisville, Kentucky with it. And he was like, oh my God, you got fired?
No, remember no. So what happened was, so this is what had happened. So I said to my boss, I'm like, this autograph is for you from Nick Carter. If I get fired, you have to give it to me. And he's like, okay, sure, whatever. So then a few months later, my boss ended up getting fired because they did a restructuring. So as we were like cleaning out his office, I was like, I guess you can take it because you're the one who got fired, not me. So when we were in Louisville, Kentucky, I was telling Nick and I was like, hey, just, you know, like, remember you signed an autograph, your mugshot for my boss asking for a raise? He's like, yeah. I'm like, well, anyways, he got fired. And he's like, he got fired. And I was like, I'm like, that's a really extreme reaction. He's like, he got fired because of me. I was like, what? And then I like replayed what I said and I was like, oh my God, no, he didn't get fired because of you. That was a segue to a different conversation. He's like, oh my God, is he okay? And I was like, yeah, he's fine.
Oh my God, it was so funny. Okay.
Well, let him know that like, I hope that he gets another job and whatever. So then we came back from Kentucky, I had lunch with Michael. And I was like, hey, Michael. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, Nick Carter is very concerned about you and he like wishes you well in your job search. He's like, okay, thank you. So then a few months after that, he ended up getting a job in Toronto, very close to where Nick was doing like a VIP lunch thing. And I was like, buddy, you need to come and meet Nick Carter. I will pay for your lunch, whatever. And he's like, I can, I have meetings, blah, 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 blah. So I was like, okay. So then I had a sign saying like, Mike, congrats on the new gig. And I had Nick like hold the side up, so I took a picture and I'm like, Nick Carter is very happy that you got a job. So then I sent it to him.
Yes.
And he's like, you're fucked. And then a few months after that, Michael got me to go to Bell Media with him, so he poached me from the job. So then I was going to see Nick in Chicago. No, it was Atlanta. We went to Atlanta, and we were in Atlanta. I was like, hey, I don't know if you remember the story. So I kind of gave him like the brief synopsis and I was like, now I'm going to work for him. So can you just like congratulate him on working with me, like his work wife again? And he's like, sure. So then he like recorded this video. And then like the Monday after I came back, I had to meet up with him in like in Castor to sign some documents. So I signed the document saying, yeah, okay, cool. I'm going to work for the company. And then I was like, oh, I have a message for you. And he's like, what does Nick have to say? And then I played the video. It's just really funny. So if you look up like Nick work wife, I have that. Anyways,
it's a very entertaining story. It was very entertaining. But
I feel like that helped Nick remember me because this was like over the course of like a year of like randomly me talking about my boss and had nothing to do with. And he's like, oh, it's that short little nutcase again. Okay.
It was very entertaining.
It's run out of things to say and have verbal diarrhea. Anyways, so Nick Carter versus Joy McIntyre.
No, we went on a tangent. We're like, the memories just triggered a memory.
Shocking. Shocking we went on a tangent, yes. Face paint. So are we face painting with Nick Carter or Joy McIntyre?
I'm going to pick Nick Carter. I think he would make some fun face paint. Or like we could face paint each other. I think it would be fun. Exactly. Or we can get somebody else to face paint us.
For kids. Exactly.
Yeah. So and then his kid would probably be there because he loves his family. So we could help him do that as well.
I feel like that is a good thing to do. Joey McIntyre also has a family, also fun, yes. But obviously are we like Nick Carter more? So
yes, so Nick Carter is the
time with him. So there you go.
I know maybe like not for everyone. He's the best right now, but he is the best for us.
Yes, for sure. All right. Up next, we have Louis Tomlinson from One Direction versus, why is this not picking? JC Chazay from NSYNC.
Ooh, how many do we have
all
left?
Right. All right. Louis and JC, who are we going to go with? We're almost done. There's like four or five more, I think.
I'm going to.
Okay. Well, this is one that I did not expect to put with this, and I was just thinking of Easter and it came up. So who would you rather go to church with?
What's the other one? Sorry, JC Chazay, who?
Louis from One Direction.
I'm gonna go with JC. He seems to be the safe bet of going to church. Maybe he's a safe option. Enough. I don't know about the other one.
Louis. This is a very, I feel like JC is quiet, so I feel like that's good for when you're going to church that you want to.
Yeah.
But I feel like you could probably sing along to the hymns well. I don't know. When I picked this one, I just thought for some reason Brian would come up and I thought it would be a funny thing, but then obviously that's not how this thing works. So you know what? I'm gonna pick Louis. Solely based on the fact that maybe he's in England and I need to go visit England and go to church. One of those like really fancy, like nice churches and stuff. So, yeah, I don't know. That's what I say. It's an Easter one. This isn't sexy. This is Easter. Okay.
Yeah, I think JC would be the safe bet to go.
I feel like, yeah, probably. Yeah, for sure. All right. We got Lance Bass from NSYNC versus Trevor Penick from O-Town. Ooh, I love
Both are great. Both are fun.
Both are great options. Mm-hmm.
It would be a hard decision. This is going to be a hard decision.
Okay, so, okay. This one is a very specific thing because I just tried to troll from my memory and whatever. Who would you rather go on an Easter egg hunt with dogs? So dogs are with you and you're searching for... The reason why is that this came up on my Facebook memories as well. So back in the day, they used to have Easter egg hunt for dogs.
Yes, I remember this.
A fundraiser for like dog things. And I would take my dog Stella and then my friends Pam and Mike would take their dog Oreo. And I think just Oreo would come. Anyway, so then you would like with your dogs, you would go and you would find all the little plastic eggs and some of them would have little dog treats. But then they would have like coupons or something that you would trade and get all this like cool stuff, and it was like very cheap to do and they got like a lot of treats and stuff. So not a huge dog person. My dog was very cute and little, so yes.
Yeah, very.
What do you
cute.
Think would be better to go Easter egg hunting with dogs?
I think Trevor Penick would be fun to go. Okay. I think he would make it fun.
Trevor would make anything fun. He's hilarious. Oh my God,
did although, you see his I don't know. I feel like I know more about Trevor than Lance, although I think because like I followed Trevor more and he's like more outgoing, outbeat. Although definitely. I guess Lance could do it too. But for this, I feel think like, Trevor.
All right. So I feel like Trevor would be really good at like strategizing and like making friends with other dog people and kind of whatever. It's not that Lance wouldn't. But I think I'm going to pick Lance on this one because he actually does have dogs, and I don't have dogs anymore, and small children. And I feel like he would be, like, into it because I feel like Lance gets really into holidays. Like, I know Halloween is his big holiday, but I feel like he could, and this would probably be, like, more high-end celebrity Easter egg hunting where Trevor would be more chill. So, I don't know. Both are good options. I think I'm just going to pick Lance solely because he has dogs. That's why.
No worries. I don't know. I just feel like Trevor would make it fun. I think he would be into it too.
Oh, for sure. Trevor definitely would be into it. Did you see his the little talk show that he did with Marcus Monroe?
Yeah, that was hilarious.
So for those who don't know, so Marcus Monroe, I had never heard of him before, but he's a comedian from New York, and he was on the Pop 2000 in Paradise, and him and Trevor are friends, and Trevor now lives in New York with, I don't know if they live together. I think they just might
have. I just think he moved to New York.
They're friends in New York. Moved to New York, and basically, they decided they were going to start this new talk show in which they order delivery food and then invite the delivery driver into their apartment to earn a tip and play a game show. So they had this guy deliver like a pint of ice cream and invited him in. And the sheer look of panic on this man's face during parts of, he just looked very jittery and like, are these two guys going to kill me? And like,
well, I know it was hilarious.
It was very funny. And then he won, like they did like that game where you put like a ball under a cup and then you had to figure out where it was. So he won and he got the extra $10 bonus tip. And it was just really funny. So this is going to be like a segment they're going to start doing. So I feel like definitely Trevor is a lot of fun. So
yes.
Okay. Up next, we have Joe Jonas versus Harry Styles. So Joe Jonas from Jonas Brothers, Harry Styles from One Direction. And we are... we're going to take family photos. So we're going to dress up in our Easter finest and take family photos. So would you rather do that with Joe Jonas or would you rather do that with Harry Styles?
I think Joe Jonas.
Joe Jonas and Harry Styles.
I think Joe Jonas because all the brothers will be there, majority of their wives. And the fourth brother, his name is Frankie.
Frankie!
Yes. So I think it would be a fun photo.
Oh, I really forgot about that. That is an excellent point. Because Harry Styles, I feel, would have a more fun, flamboyant, like, outfit choices and things like that. And we could, like, be more Eastery. But you know what? I'm going to have to go with your logic here. And if it's a family photo with the Jonas Brothers, there's going to be all the Jonas Brothers there. So.
Yes.
So feels so smart.
Yes, yes.
Yep. All right, up next we have Nick Jonas from the Jonas Brothers with Dan Miller from O-Town.
Ooh, both are good.
Did I do this correctly? Okay, we are going to be decorating eggs. So we're going to put like the like
painting or dyeing?
We're going to put them in the different colors.
We're painting or dyeing?
You know what, whatever you feel, paint, dye, whatever, you're just gonna have a little hard-boiled egg and go for it.
I think Dan Miller would make it fun. He has children.
Yeah.
I know, I think they both have children, but still. I think Nick is still pretty young. His child is still pretty young. So I think Dan Miller would make it fun to decorate the Easter eggs.
I agree. I feel like Dan would be a lot of fun with that. He's like a little wacky. He's a little, nice. Yeah, no, I think it would be cool. You can paint some really cool and dye things and stuff. Actually, did you know like that you, besides obviously dyeing Easter eggs, you can dye the fully cooked eggs afterwards? I'm going to recreate this. I made this several years ago for Easter, in which you take like your hard-boiled egg, or obviously you take off the shell, and then you put it in the different colors. And then you like let it sit so it gets the color. And then you make deviled eggs from that. And it's like super cute and colorful.
And oh, nice. Like
colored eggs and stuff. So
awesome. Yeah, so we'll
be making that this year. So
put another thing on your list. Look at you.
You know, so creative sometimes. Not you know? Really, but that's basically. I don't know when we're going to have time to do that, but I will figure it out. Yeah. So, anyways, actually, that was the, those were the last options.
So, all right, that was a fun game. We did a good job.
Yes, do you do any of those activities with your family for Easter? Let us know in the comments. And let us know who you would want to do these things with. So for sure.
And happy Easter to all who celebrate.
Happy Easter, everyone, if you celebrate. And we hope you have a great day. So thanks for taking a break with us, guys.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.